The art market is hot again. Figures from the twice-yearly art auctions by New York's biggest auction houses show sales hit nearly $500 million, 20% more than last year. In its current issue, Art News magazine surveyed major collectors concerning art still in private hands that they would most like to own. NPR's Renee Montaigne spoke to writer Kelly Devine Thomas.
Yearning for that special something takes on a whole new meaning in the art world. Art News has compiled a list of the 10 most wanted works of art. Among them, says reporter Kelly Devine Thomas,
Paul Cézanne's The Card Players. It's one of just a few in the series that the artist painted. This one was dated from 1892 to 93. All of the other works in that series are owned by museums. And in this case, this private collector owns it, and it's considered a masterwork by the artist. And in that case, you're going to have a number of people interested in getting that. And because it is the only one left in private hands, it's going to get a price, we've been told, of close to $100 million. And then Jackson Pollock's Lucifer is hands down. Everybody had mentioned that. It's owned by San Francisco collectors, and it's a work that would be worth more than $50 million. We've heard as very recently that somebody had offered $100 million for it.
And why would everyone mention Jackson Pollock's Lucifer?
It's an early example of Jackson Pollock's drip paintings, his signature style. It dates from 1947, and it's a gorgeous, large painting that any collector would die to have.
Not that a collector would ever tell you or me what particular painting he's looking to get on his wall. Would he let out what he wants? Wouldn't that say,
no,
jack
right,
up the price?
Not only jack up the price. There was a funny thing about this story, was approaching these people to talk to them about it. They didn't necessarily want to tell you, you know, what they want, not just because it might, you know, increase the price, but, well, yeah, that's probably the main reason, but also just because you don't want to remind people what's out there. The art world kind of functions on proprietary knowledge, which is knowing what's in the collection of David Geffen, knowing what's in the collection of Steve Wynn. And with dealers, it was more like, well, you know, that's my professional knowledge. That's what I've built my career on. And that's what I'm able to offer to collectors who come to me, is that sort of information as to what I might be able to persuade someone to let go of. And also knowing if maybe it's kind of dropped off the radar and could be had for possibly more reasonable price. I mean, if that's an option at this level.
Well, I gather from your article that the whereabouts of the painting that sold for the most ever at auction,
right,
which is Van Gogh's portrait of Dr. Gachet, what was it sold for?
82.5 million at Christie's in 1990.
Its whereabouts is actually unknown.
Right. And that it's one of the, you know, favorite parlor games, you know, in the art world, is sort of guessing where it might be. It was acquired by a Japanese collector, and for a while the rumor was that he was buried with the painting. For a while nobody knew if that was true, and then a Japanese court case this summer revealed that it had been sold for $90 million to Sotheby's.
Now, interesting on this list of the 10 most wanted works of art, there's one Rembrandt, and that's
right,
it from that era. Are all of the old masters already in museums and they're just simply not available?
Right. I mean, that's absolutely true. And this list represents really a moment in time. This really represents what people are interested in at this time and what is available or potentially available.
Kelly Devine Thomas's article, The Most Wanted Works of Art, is in the November issue of Art News. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News, Los Angeles.
The Art News article is at npr.org.